right, then, that you'd never been to a specialist diabetic clinic until 1973?
Right, yes. Yeah. And I can't remember the name of the specialist who ran it. It was a doctor and his wife. But that name escapes me now. But it was at the Radcliffe Infirmary that I first had a diabetic specialist.
And how did you find that?
I don't know whether I thought anything greatly about it. It was the usual diabetic clinic of being weighed, blood test, urine test, that kind of thing. And kind doctors, yeah. But I don't know whether they changed insulins or anything. I have no memory of that. So I must have been doing fairly well for them not to need to see me great, you know, very often or anything. So I think it boiled down to a 6-monthly visit. It must have. I don't have any memory of doing anything different. They must have been fairly happy with what I was, you know, what was going on in my life.
Well, the nurse was able to check your notes just as far back as 73, and it says isoflurane 80 in 1973 and Lenti in 1974, but you don't have any memories.
I don't have any memory of it, no. I absolutely don't, because when I saw that, I thought, well, I don't remember that, and doubting whether it actually happened. I don't have a memory of it at all.
You've mentioned some very kind doctors as well as some not-so-good doctors. What are your memories of the nursing profession over these years, right from the time when you were diagnosed?
Oh, kindness. Yes, except for that, maternity nurse on the night when the first baby was born. And I think she was a sadist. Quite honestly, I do. She was absolutely horrible. For no real need. But always kindness over the years of nurses. From the West Suffolk on, really. Young people.
How have you felt that the knowledge of doctors and nurses about diabetes compared with your own knowledge of your condition?
Well, sometimes you do end up thinking you don't know as much as I do. You don't say it, of course,